Please sit down. We've called this World Mission Sunday, and several things have come together. We've got somebody from Christian Solidarity Worldwide speaking at St. Martin's today. We've got somebody from our linked churches in northwest Argentina here this evening at prayer first at 6:30 in the hall. Please do come along. And we thought it'd be good to have a focus on world mission, particularly a reminder of our direct partnerships with churches and Christians in other parts of the world. And obviously a reminder of why we do this. And the two readings that we've had read to us are those reminders. Jesus, with some of his last words spoken with his disciples, said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." It's good to be reminded that Jesus is with us as we recognize his authority over all and go to make disciples in all nations, teaching to obey all of Jesus' teaching. And worth asking the question, how do we do that? Well, part of how we do it is through direct partnerships. And we have direct partnerships in three of the continents of the world. Direct partnerships in South India and Asia. Direct partnerships in Central East Africa with Gary Iron in Africa. And also in South America. And at this point, I think we're going to start seeing one or two pictures on the screen. So for some of you, this is a bit of a revision. For others, it might be new to you. But it's good to be reminded of our partners in South America. Have we got a first? Oh, there we are. That's a clue as to which part of South America we're talking about. That is actually me, the one on the left. Meeting one of the locals. And that was a visit that our family did. We were there on holiday and went to visit the church in San Andres, St. Andrews, Salta, a big city there in the foothills of the Andes in northwest Argentina. Let's have another picture. Oh, there's a family next to a cactus. So now you get a feel for where it is in the dry, arid area in the mountains of northwest Argentina. What have we got next? Oh, there's a selfie looking down a valley. And the one who's not in our family there is Priscilla. Priscilla is a member and a leader of the church in Salta in northwest Argentina. She took us for this lovely trip around some of their country. Next, we've got some of the young leaders in the church of San Andres in Salta. They had a lively youth group about 10 years ago who are now in their 20s and 30s and are the dynamic leadership in that church. And it's good to see the way in which leadership is being handed on down through the generations in San Andres. They're also dynamic in that they know of God's call to go to the ends of the earth. They don't only witness to Jesus Christ in their city, they also go to the far-flung parts of their country. There's somebody there who, we've gone into the kitchen now, but there was somebody there who goes into one of the less well-known valleys in the Andes to a very remote village and visits them twice a year. Two of the very few visits they get from Christian leaders in their little church up this valley in the middle of nowhere. But they are committed to reaching people in the ends of the earth. Going back to the kitchen, that's Priscilla and Hans's kitchen. And they were very good to put us up for a few days when we were there. And you can also see the new vicar of San Andres sat on the right there. Well, the next one shows him and his wife and his daughter. And you might remember meeting Danny and Flavia and Sophie last time they came. Was it 2 or 3 years ago now when they came to our church? They're our partners. Are there any more photos in that set? Ah, yes, that's right. Here's a question for you. When the leaders of San Andres came to visit us, about 7 years ago now, why did they go? Well, we gave them an option. They're into football, the Argentina. So we said, you can go and do the Man United tour, or you can go and do the Man City tour. You can see which one they chose. Why did they choose that one? Well, I'll give you the answer then. It's because they had more Argentinian players in the Man City team at that time, including Kun Agüero and Zabaleta and Otamendi. So there on the left is Hugo and Tetchi. Hugo is married to Tetchi. On the right is Danny, who's married to... Now, I want to tell you the story briefly, and so that we can encourage one another to continue the story of working with our partners in Northwest Argentina in taking Jesus' message to the ends of the earth. It was my predecessor, John Thompson, who encouraged the PCC to start a partnership with a church in South America. The South American Mission Society, SAMS, encouraged us to have a partnership with Hugo. Hugo and Tetchi at that time were planting new churches in the large cities in the foothills of the Andes, in Salta and Tucumán. And Hugo ended up as archdeacon of the Spanish-speaking churches in that area. Before then, he retired and handed on the job as vicar of the largest of those churches, San Andres, to his son-in-law, Danny. The longer story goes like this. You might be wondering, why on earth are there Anglican churches in such a remote place? And it's because our forefathers heard Jesus' call to take his good news to the ends of the earth. And in the 19th century, they heard news from Argentina that all the Europeans who'd gone there, mainly Roman Catholics, Italians and Spanish, they'd gone to Argentina, they'd witnessed to those who were in the coastlands, but they'd pushed the indigenous tribespeople into the interior and not shared the good news of Jesus with them. Don't know if you've seen the film, The Mission. That explains some of the background to what was going on. And so a man called Alan Gardner in Britain heard about this and decided he'd try and go and see and do something about it. So he got on the same ship that Charles Darwin got on. And Charles Darwin went down one side and up the other and ended up in the Galapagos Islands. Alan Gardner got dropped off the ship at the bottom end, Tierra del Fuego, and landed on the beach and met some of the tribespeople there, and within a few days was killed by them. But others heard the story, and other English people at that time decided to be inspired by what Alan Gardner had done and his vision of reaching the ends of the earth with the good news of Jesus. So they followed him, and gradually the tribespeople accepted accepted the good news of Jesus, and the gospel made its way up the spine of South America until it reached northwest Argentina and lots of the tribes people there. And there it was Church of England mission partners who'd gone there, and so it was Anglican churches that were set up. And there are over 100 churches in that part of Argentina who call themselves Anglican, including those we have partnerships with in Salta. They are sharing the good news of Jesus to the ends of the earth, and we're with them. God's with them, and we're with them. That's our partnership in Argentina. Do come and find out more, if you'd like to, this evening at the prayer meeting, 6:30 in the church hall. Okay, we'll turn now to another of our direct partnerships, and the second of our, the other of our readings too. Acts 1, verse 8, tells us some more words, some of Jesus' last, to the followers, his followers at that time. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. And so the 12 and the others with them were witnesses to Jesus in Jerusalem, in Judea and Samaria, the sort of surrounding regions, and to the ends of the earth. All of the 12 set off in different directions across the world. And it was Thomas, doubting Thomas, who ended up in India, in a place near where Madras or Chennai is now. And it's there that we have a direct partnership in India. Maybe we can... Now, some of you have been in the church for a few years will remember that we've had a strong partnership with Mary, who runs a school in a village, little village, 2 hours south of Chennai, Madras, in South India. There's Mary with her school bus, and the next one is the school playground with some of the buildings in the background and a Rangoli, a sort of a welcome picture, made out of chalk powder when we went to visit. What have we got next? Oh, there she is again. And basically that was a completion picture. We helped Mary buy the school that she was using and the land around it so that she could find help to build more buildings and complete the school building. Once the building was completed, we moved our partnership. That was when it was completed, actually. It was completed by putting a staircase up to the roof and building a little two-room dwelling on the school roof for Mary, because that was the safest place for her to live. If there was any rumpus and people were out to get her or anyone in the church, they would hear them coming if they're on the roof. So it was the safest place for her to live. That's where she still lives, on the top of the school roof. So they are our partners in South India. Now, since then, we've shifted our partnership slightly to a relative of Mary. What have we got next? Oh, one or two more of the school. This is their... they're very into the culture, the village culture. So we've got some of the girls doing their dances and some of the boys doing their dances. And then we'll move on where I was going with the story. This is Pastor Vincent and his wife Victoria. Don't know if eagle-eyed people can see what's on the wall behind them. When we were there, we presented them with a tea towel with St. George's on it and one or two things from Old Boynton. And the next time we went, they'd put the tea towel on the wall in a frame. So, yeah, they live quite simply in India and don't have much on the wall. But that's what they've got there. Now, Vincent used to be an advocate in the law courts in Madras. He was a high-up lawyer. But he heard God's call to become a pastor among the poorer people in the city. And so he gave up his job as a high-flying lawyer and became a pastor in some of the slum dwellings of the city, a place called Namamwarpet, and set up a church there. And then not only did he do that, and that church is growing and going well, he also decided to send out and start churches and schools in other parts of South India. So Mary's School was one of those reaching out projects. And also, his daughter married a man called Thomas, and they heard a call to go right across to the other side of their large state, Tamil Nadu, to the hills and the hill people who were at that time unreached by the gospel. They're a very primitive tribe who still had many Stone Age customs. And so here they are. There's Thomas and Vivi. Vivi is the daughter of Vincent and Victoria. In fact, everyone in that family has a name beginning with V. And so Vivi and Thomas and their three children went to live in the hills, and together they walked into the forests until they met some people. It was quite hard to meet people, but they did in the end, and gradually they became accepted. Gradually they started to learn the language. Gradually they started to help the tribespeople write their language in the Tamil alphabet, because it hadn't been written down before. And then, gradually, some of those people started becoming Christians, and they started having church meetings and discovered that there were a handful. There's probably over 100,000 tribespeople. And to start off with, I think they had four in the church. A couple of them had already made contact with the outside world and found churches and become Christians, but the others were all witnessed to from their fellow tribespeople as the church started to grow. And now they've got a thriving church there. Oh, that's a panoramic view. The backstory to this and why it's such a... It is the ends of the earth, really. In all the invasions and tumult on the Indian subcontinent over the centuries, these hills had been left alone. That's why the tribes up there were untouched. The first people to go up into these hills from the lowlands were the British. The British went up there because the summers were so hot. They were getting too hot, and they thought, maybe the place we can cool down is up on the top of those hills. And so they got some railway engineers to build a railway. There's a train there on the right, because the railway's still there. And that is one of the ways that you get up into these hills. And still, most of the rest of the Indians weren't interested until quite recently. The government has got interested in these hills because it realizes it can make tourist money out of them. There's still elephants and lots of tigers, lots of wildlife up there, as well as the tribespeople. But now they're trying to push the tribespeople out of those lands in order to use them for tourism. So Thomas and Vivi, as well as sharing the gospel, are trying to help the tribespeople stay in their lands. So here we have fellow Christians in India seeking to respond to Jesus' words, to take his good news to the people close to them and the people far away, those who haven't heard yet. they are doing it, and they're knowing Jesus is with them, and we are with them. We help support Thomas and Vivi in their work with prayer and with some financial support. We help support Danny in Argentina, and we provide some money for the Argentinian Church's mission fund to help them go out to the far corners of South America. We want to be faithful to Jesus' call to reach the ends of the earth. That's part of why we have direct partnerships in world mission. And I encourage you to pray. Pray for the people that you've seen here. And I encourage you to give thanks for the partnerships we have with them and to work at those partnerships. Because through these partnerships, I think not only do we learn a lot, but we are also to take our place, able to take our place in Jesus' mission to reach the ends of the earth with his message. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for our partners, our direct partners in Christian mission around the world. Thank you for their work in your name. And we pray that we might be good partners for your name's sake. Amen.